The peak body for Indigenous Legal Services will have its funding restored in next week's budget after a last-minute reprieve by the federal government. National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services was due to close its doors at the end of June after losing its funding last year. The organisation says the about-face shows that funding for Indigenous services is ad hoc and confusing. Jessica Kidd reports.
Staff at National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services were getting ready to shut their doors for good.
Up until yesterday, we were working off the basis that our national body would be defunded.
NATSL says it was about to lose its funding under cuts to Indigenous Legal Services in last year's federal budget. But its funding, which is worth $295,000 annually, is now set to continue. Chairman Shane Duffy says it's a win for common sense.
If we weren't to be around, I would have suggested well and truly that the justice system, in particular the court system right across this country, would have ground to an absolute halt.
A spokesman for Attorney General George Brandis has confirmed NATSL's has had its funding extended for another 5 years. Mr Duffy says the government's change of heart shows funding for Indigenous services is ad hoc and confusing.
We shouldn't have to go through this, and it was quite alarming that we'd actually lose the content and the intellect, and more importantly, the cultural understanding as services that have been on the ground providing service for 42 years.
Labor's spokesman for Indigenous Affairs, Shane Newman, agrees.
This is a shame, a disgrace and a tragedy that they've put Shane Duffy and Eddie Caboa's organisation through this sort of anxious worry and not funded them until this time.
The federal government has moved to simplify funding for Indigenous services. But former Minister for Aboriginal Affairs in the Fraser government, Fred Cheney, says it's done too much too soon.
They decided to reduce 150 programs to 5, in itself a good idea. They decided to regionalise administration, in itself a good idea. They decided to work with communities to help shape programs, also a good idea. But the trouble is, they've really lacked the skill base and they haven't had enough time to do that job properly. And as a result, I think there's been a lot of confusion, a lot of worry in the Indigenous community. And as a result, things have suffered.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion says he's delighted NATSL's funding will continue. But he's rejected suggestions the government has botched funding for Indigenous services.
Jessica Kidd reporting.